The Old Testament reading this morning comes from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. The New Testament reading comes from John chapter 10, verses 11 through 18. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take them up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. This is the word of God.
And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be truly acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. A mother was concerned about her kindergarten son, Timmy, walking to school. He didn't want his mother to walk with him. She wanted to give him the feeling that he had some independence, but she also needed to know that he was safe. So she had an idea on how to handle it. She asked a neighbor if she would please follow him to school in the mornings, staying at a distance so he probably wouldn't notice her. And the neighbor said that since she was up early with her toddler anyway, it would be a good way for them to get some exercise as well. So she agreed. Well, the next school day, the neighbor and her little girl set out following behind Timmy as he walked to school with another neighbor girl he knew. And they did this for a whole week. And as the two walked and chatted, kicking stones and twigs, Timmy's little friend noticed the same lady was following them, and she seemed to be doing it every day of the week. And so finally she said to Timmy, "Have you noticed that lady following us to school? Do you know her?" And Timmy nonchalantly replied, "Oh yeah, I know who she is." And the little girl said, "Well, who is she?" "Well, that's just Shirley Goodnest," Timmy replied, "and her daughter, Marcy." "Shirley Goodnest? Who is she and why is she following us?" "Well," Timmy explained, "every night my mom makes me say the 23rd Psalm with my prayers because she worries about me so much. And in the Psalm it says, 'Shirley Goodnest and Marcy shall follow me all the days of my life.' So I guess I'll just have to get used to it." When I am meeting with a family to plan a funeral or visiting someone in the hospital and we begin talking about scripture, the most often requested passage is Psalm 23. It seems to be at the top of everyone's list. I guess you could say it's number one on the charts. And we need to remember that the Psalms are meant to be sung. The book of Psalms is actually the hymnal of the Hebrew people. It seems appropriate that the popularity of Psalm 23 translates into the most often psalm set to music. So many hymns and choral arrangements have been written from ancient times to the present. In fact, I can remember being in high school and the New 23rd played on the radio. How many of you remember the New 23rd? Some of you? Yeah. So what is it about this psalm that makes it so popular? And I think it begins with the opening statement, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Shepherds provide protection from human and animal predators, guidance to adequate, safe grazing and water. They rescue sheep from precarious situations and healing from wounds. We are sheep in that we have a tendency, individually and in flocks, to wander off without guidance, to get into dangerous situations from which we cannot rescue ourselves. And then after being rescued by the shepherd, we turn around and we place ourselves in danger once again. Well, the image of shepherd and sheep can be found throughout Scripture. In Isaiah, he writes, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have all turned to our own way." And later he says, "The Lord will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will carry the lambs in his arms, holding them close to his heart." And in 1 Peter we read, "For you were going astray like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls." I mean, even David, musician, poet, youth shepherd, warrior general, killer of giants, and then king of Israel, knew that he needed the Lord to be his own good shepherd. And so David calls the Lord my shepherd. And by the way, the word pastor comes from the Latin word for shepherd. As pastors are to be God's good under-shepherds, it's quite biblical to say that God is the good shepherd of God's people. There are references of this image throughout both the Old and the New Testaments, and Jesus himself, in our gospel reading today, declares, "I am the good shepherd." Now, the second part of the opening statement of Psalm 23 declares, "I shall not want," meaning I have everything I need. Because the Lord is our shepherd, we lack for nothing. In our chaotic and threatening world, how comforting it is to know the Lord is a shepherd who gives us everything we need. As God's own people, we have the assurance that God leads us beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. In a hyperactive and exhausting world, we need this rest and restoration now more than ever. And Psalm 23 tells us that God gives us four gifts to counteract the effect of chaos and confusion. He gives us water, food, protection, and hospitality. Now, water does more than just keep us hydrated. Water evokes responses in people that are calming and energizing and can lead to better health outcomes. Just being beside water has a de-stressing effect. And that's why so many people enjoy the beach or the stillness of a lake. We need quiet waters, still waters, waters of rest. In the sacrament of baptism, water is a sign of our cleansing from sin and a sign of the new life that comes from following Jesus. And God provides us not only through water, but through food, protection, and hospitality. All of these gifts are needed if we are going to be the people that God wants us to be. The promise of Psalm 23 is that God makes me lie down in green pastures. That's the promise of food for the sheep. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." That's protection. You prepare a table before me. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. That's hospitality. Water, food, protection, and hospitality. Each of us is given a place in which God offers us goodness and love and eternal shelter. And because that God gives us all we need, we are invited to put our trust in God, lean on God, rely on God, have faith in God. The message of the 23rd Psalm and the words of Jesus in our gospel lesson today is trust. According to biblical scholar J. Clinton McCann, when we trust, we discover that life is not a reward to be earned. It is a gift to be accepted. Think about this. There's nothing wrong with showing up for work, doing a good job, earning money, and providing for ourselves and our families. But think about what happens when you look at life as a reward instead of a gift. You become worn out and discouraged, like the disciples who followed Jesus through Galilee. I mean, at one point, they wondered where in the world they were going to get food to feed the big crowds of people who were following them. They hadn't a clue. They told Jesus, send them to the villages where they can buy food. Well, we know how that story turned out. Jesus took some loaves and bread and blessed them and fed 5,000 people and had 12 baskets of food left over. And he didn't say, as he blessed the food, here you guys, take what you want and pass it around. He gave it to the disciples and he said, you feed them. And I'm sure at that time, again, because this is before they received the Holy Spirit, they're still being the disciples, they probably thought, what are we going to do with this? And lo and behold, they watched a miracle happen. And at last, I want to focus a moment on one of the other gifts, one of the greatest gifts that our Good Shepherd gives us. And that is forgiveness. All week long, you know, squirrels get into my head and I start thinking about things. I told Becky this morning I was going to change a hymn that I had on the calendar for a couple weeks from now because I woke up at 4 o'clock singing this song I hadn't sung in years. Scarlett just looks at me. But all week long, I have been mentally recalling and hearing the words of a children's musical that I conducted over 25 years ago with my Sunshine Singers at St. John's United Church of Christ in Southport, Indiana. And it was called We Like Sheep, as in the scripture, all we like sheep have gone astray. And it's rather humbling to me to admit that some of those same Sunshine Singers are now becoming grandparents. But anyway, one of the songs states, and this is where the sermon title comes from, no matter how bad we are, the shepherd loves us. No matter how far we stray, still he carries us home. No matter how bad we are, the shepherd loves us. Yes, he loves us and he calls us his own. Oh, he loves us and he calls us his own. Thank you, thank you. God loves us so very much, and enough to call us his own. God loves us even when we fail to live by God's commandments, when we fall short of God's expectations, when we wander off and find other paths. God is always there, like the Good Shepherd, inviting us back to the fold, leading us back to the right path, caring for us as a shepherd caring for the sheep. because we are indeed the sheep of God's pasture. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, promises Psalm 23, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the place to live and be and share with others. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.